Now listen to him here. Verse 16 of chapter 2 of Joel. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and those that nurse at the breasts. That makes it possible for the mothers that have little ones. They say, I can't come to church. And the churches today, thank the Lord, have established nurseries so young mothers can come. But in that day, I have a notion there were a lot of crying babies in the crowd. Now, will you notice, let the bridegroom go forth from his chamber and the bride out of her room. You see, when a man got married in Israel, he was excused 1 year from going to war. He's excused from a lot of things. And that was an advantage of getting married, I guess, for some of them in that day. But the thing is, God says this is so important that you be present, even if you're on your honeymoon. Now he says, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. Now, we're in Jerusalem, you see. Joel is definitely a prophet of the southern kingdom. And let them say, spare the people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the nation should rule over them. Now, they've been scattered throughout the world today, and I admit that they have a nation today, a government, and a flag, but they're pretty well subject to the nations of the world, and right now they're in a squeeze play over there. They've got caught in the oil slick, by the way, and that is causing them a great deal of trouble, and it will continue because they're not back there today in fulfillment of prophecy. When God puts them back there, they'll have no problem relative to the oil situation. I read a little clipping that Golda Meir, the statement that she had made. She said, in fact, she inferred Moses had made a mistake. She says, imagine, he led all of our people around through the wilderness for 40 years and then passed over all that Arabian oil that was there. Well, may I say that I doubt very seriously believes the Old Testament if she did. She'd know there was a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day that was leading those people, and he purposely kept them away from the Arabian oil. And I think for a very definite reason, by the way, that really would involve them today. And they never would have got that land to begin with all that oil there. And the land they've gotten is not as attractive as you think it is today if you go over there. And the thing they need's not oil, they need water over there. And they don't have that right now. And the judgment of God is upon them. Moses made no mistake because God was leading, and somehow or another God doesn't make a mistake. Now, will you notice here, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare the people. Then they cry out, where is their God? Why should they say among the people, where is their God? In other words, they were wondering what was happening to them. And a young Jewish fellow over there, I met him at the King David Hotel, and he was a sharp young fellow. And he says, if it's as you say that we're the chosen people and God is with us, then why doesn't he intervene for us today? And I told him very candidly, I says, because right now you are not with God. And until you come back in repentance to him, you're not even his chosen people, because God today's doing a new thing. He's calling out of your people and my people, Jews and Gentiles, of people to his name in the church. And I said, you're just not up to date with God. That is your problem. You're going way back to a Mosaic system that just happens to be outmoded. And the latest thing, the newest model, is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, it's wrecked along the highway today, it seems to me, in many, many places.